Night Show. ZM's Night Show with Guy and Georgia.
We've been talking about this pretty much. We've been on our social medias at ZM Night Show all afternoon and all throughout the show up until this point. We've been saying that there's a big announcement. Lots of people asking what it is. Everyone getting very excited.
Hurry up and tell us now. We want to know. I'm a little bit nervous.
This is weird. Okay. This isn't really a cool thing to say, but pretty much come 2017, there will be a ZM Night Show, but it just won't be Guy and Georgia anymore.
This is our very last week on air. So on Friday will be our last time doing the show. Mm.
This is so weird.
It's been literally the coolest 2 and a bit years. But next year something new will be happening. I will be actually sticking around. So I will be doing producing for nights, but I will not be on air.
Yeah.
This is weird.
I have been offered a job to write the quiz for Coffee News. So whenever you go to BP and fuel up and get that Coffee News, that'll be me. No, it's not. I'll be moving on and doing other things next year, what that is. The one thing they'll be doing, I don't know how many people know this, but I run a YouTube channel with my absolutely gorgeous girlfriend, Meg, and we've been doing it since March and it's been taken off. So I think all this spare time means I'm going to throw myself into the channel at Megan on air if you want to check us out. So that's the exciting thing that I've got.
Self-plugging, come on.
Georgia, come on. I've got one more week of employment. Give me a bloody break.
You can
plug your stuff as well.
Instagram, GEE Burger. That's not what we're here to. We're just here to say that this is our final week. So if you want to hit us up and get chatting to us or anything, do hit us up on Snapchat at ZM Night Show, Instagram at ZM Night Show, or just Facebook us at ZM Night Show as well. We're here for another week.
Text us 9696. This is real weird, so we'll just wrap it up. But this is our final week on the ZM Night Show 2017. We won't be here, but we're going to make it one bloody awesome 5 days.
Guy and Georgia.
ZM's Night
Hashtag
Show.
Hashtag when I get put on hold. Is trending all over Twitter. Everybody's talking about it. And when I hear that, I go, wow, that is relatable. Let's think of all the things we do when we get put on hold. And there are so many. Some people are like, I hang up.
I sometimes just don't have the patience for it. It's brr.
If they say, if you get past the second one that goes, I'm sorry, thank you for holding, they will just be there in a minute. People are busy at the moment. I'm like, okay, one more and I'll see how I go.
Yeah.
But I thought we could come up with our own. Okay. Do you want to kick us off?
I genuinely, when I am stuck on hold, if I've got a piece of paper and a pen next to me, if it's like, I don't know, IRD or something, and I need to write something down, when I'm bored or if I'm on hold, I doodle bulldozers. Bulldozers, like a 3D picture of a bulldozer. I don't do anything else. I don't draw cats, just bulldozers. I just draw bulldozers. Bulldozer boy when he's on hold. That's me.
I reckon that's what you're going to be next year, a bulldozer driver.
Bulldozer. Bulldozer boy. Add me on Snapchat now. I'd love to drive a bulldozer as a job.
I can picture you.
Oh,
You've got the backwards cat. Bulldozer boy is ready to party.
How is a backwards cat? What has that got to do with being a bulldozer driver?
I don't know. I just feel like they'd wear backwards caps.
Or a hard hat.
Potentially, to be
safe. What do you do when you're on hold?
I don't know if I want to say it.
Well, you kind of have to now.
Hashtag when I get put on hold, I clean out my belly button.
You clean out your belly. Oh, there's a lot of lint in there, eh? Why is belly button lint always blue?
Girls is different. Girls don't get the lint. You get the lint. Yeah. We just get dirt in there. So I like get the tweezers and I fall like... Dig it out.
My belly button looks awful. It looks like a cat's bum hole.
Yeah, that is grim.
Look, there's lint in it now.
Oh, that's gross.
Sometimes as well, because, you know, when you're on hold, there is really crap music. So sometimes I go on Spotify. Bulldozer boy goes on Spotify and he gets crap music himself and then he holds that to them. So then if they answer the phone, they're like, hello, thank you for calling. And then they hear a really crappy song down the line.
No, because then...
They hang up.
Yes, that's the thing. And then you just wasted the whole time.
I wouldn't recommend it. Bulldozer boy does not recommend it at all.
Bulldozer boy, I can't tell.
I'm going to do it.
Guy, Georgia.
ZM's Nine Show.
Now, this isn't a recent study as shown because this wasn't done, you know, by a university or by some group. It was literally just an Ask Me Anything on Reddit. And it was a girl asking all the guys on Reddit, what are some things that girls do that are an instant turnoff? And there was an overwhelming amount of response, but it's been whittled down.
Oh, God, I bet you I've got half of these.
The top five things of what guys find the most unattractive about girls. Now, what I'm saying about this is, like, if you happen to do a few of these things or all of these things, keep doing what you're doing. This is just what's come off Reddit.
Okay.
Excessive makeup. Too much makeup is a major...
Oh, no, I don't do that.
Major turn off for guys if you've got way too much makeup on. Like I said, if you wear too much makeup and you know about it, who cares? Just do your thing. Too much tan. Fake or real.
Damn it!
I feel like that's you.
I've got a real tan,
No, but you've got a real tan.
Oh, but...
Some guys find it unattractive if a girl is either looks too tan or is too dedicated to trying to get tan.
That is me. I'm dedicated to trying to get tan.
You don't look orange. You don't look like Donald Trump. Like,
it's
but
just
you
who
are
I
very,
am.
You are very dedicated to getting a tan.
I am. I sit out before work like every day when it's sunny. Oh, this is sad. Okay, carry on.
I kind of get this one. Acting too ditzy. Acting ditzy. You know how girls can do that? Oh, my God. Like, they just sort of play it a little bit dumb card.
I don't do that. I think I just am dumb. Like the other day you said alphabet and I was like, whoa, don't use a big word, dude.
Oh, yeah, you thought alphabet was massive. not having any ambitions or plans. This one I get.
Oh, yeah, I get that one.
I mean, by all means, like if you don't know what you're doing with your life, that's fine. But if you're actively proud about the fact that you're like, I don't care what I'm doing kind of thing.
Yeah.
And pretending or just saying that you have other guys interested. So be like, well, I've got other guys.
No one wants to hear that. Not even girls wouldn't want to hear it if a guy said that either.
It happened to me in my younger days of dating and I kind of called her on it. I was like, fine, go with him. She did.
Oh,
she
no.
George has got your spy into the next 20.
Little guy, man. So we all know how cute you used to be.
Oh, it wasn't when I was like 12.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's
sweet. It still happened, George. My heart is ripped open.
Speaking of being cute, well, actually sexy. Not that you're sexy. I didn't mean it like that because you're not.
And we have awkwards. Welcome to The Night Show.
The Night Show.
With Guy and Georgia.
We're not that far away from 2016 coming to an end, wrapping up. Finishing and tied with a bow.
Yep.
But the thing is that it's not going to go out in a bang, sadly. Like, we're going to go out in a bang tomorrow night for our show, but 2016 is not because, this makes me so sad, whipped cream in a can is at a shortage. It is a very, very low shortage.
No. I mean, Marmite, that was a big deal. Whipped cream, that is.
I'm just thinking like Christmas Day is around the corner. Ambrosia, like Pavlova. Lots of desserts. What are you going to do? You're going to have to whip it yourself. Oh, no.
Who honestly has the time to whip cream?
Oh, that is annoying. Got to put extra sugar in. Like this is in a can. It's already got so much sugar. It tastes goodness. You can just go.
Yeah, you can just squirt it in your mouth like it's a can of Lynx Africa. You just blast it wherever. Not that you put Lynx Africa in your mouth, but the aerosol.
What are we going
to do? I don't know. Because I am not. I refuse to whip my own cream. 2016, that is a dick move to do at the end of the year.
Guy and Georgia.
ZM's Night Show.
Crappy celebrations. The final one. So let's celebrate the crap things going on in our lives. 0800 dials ZM. You can also text us 9696 or Snapchat at ZM Night Show.
And just off the text machine, so we're kicking it off. This person here, my first Christmas without my kids.
Yeah! By yourself!
Oh, I do feel a little bit bad about that one.
You can't feel bad. 0800 dials ZM. We've got Hayden. How's it going, man?
Oh, hey, good, mate.
All right, so what would you like to celebrate, Hayden?
We just moved house and... it's bad because we've lost all our memories from our old place, but it's kind of good because we've moved.
Woo! So we're celebrating the loss of memories from the old house.
Like, that was just semi a good one, like
it's kind of celebrational.
Didn't quite fit the old details though. Somebody else here, I failed this year at uni from Jack.
Yeah, you did.
Failing at uni.
Drop out.
I love this one. I like two guys and they both kind of like me back, but they both have girlfriends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good times, come on.
And also on the phones, we've got Laura. Hello, Laura.
Hey.
All right, what would you like to celebrate, Laura?
Two things. One, I'm celebrating 18 months of a random injury that has yet to be diagnosed, and my mum just survived her second heart attack.
Oh! Half celebrate. Oh, yeah! I mean, you'd celebrate the fact that she's recovered, but having heart attacks isn't exactly a fun one.
I don't know. I'm glad this is kind of ending just secretly a little bit.
All right, final call for crappy celebrations. Make it a good one. Charlotte, what are we celebrating?
Hey, guys. I'm celebrating the fact that I was made redundant a few weeks ago, and today was my final day, and I have no job.
Yeah! Relatable!
And this one, I love this one. I'm going to celebrate the fact that we'll never have to hear George's laugh again. So you know what? Before we kick into it.
Yeah.
ZM's Night Show
with Guy and Georgia.
It would not be the Guy and Georgia show if we didn't have cheese and crackers.
Although you say that, we both talk about how much we love it, but we've never actually done it
this
in the studio.
This is the first time we've ever had cheese and crackers.
So just give us a run through of the smorgasbord.
We have got some creamy double cream brie. We've also got some creamy blue and some Vitawheat crackers, which our friends in the studio have actually judged us for being like, oh, who gets Vitawheat?
Oh, I thought
I think they're blooming good.
Oh, they're bloody delicious. And the thing is, this inspired us to sort of crank up the jazz. Dim the lights. We've got some cheese. We've got some crackers. What do? In a jazz room, you get your jazz on, but you also sort of talk deep.
So we Hello.
It's the emotionally deep, George, not physically.
Oh, okay, sweet. So like D&M's kind of stuff.
Yeah, D&M's.
Okay, all right.
So last show. We've been working together for over 2 years.
Yep.
Chances are there's something that you don't know about me. And vice versa. So
okay.
We're going to admit to each other.
Confessions.
Confessions.
Okay, confessions of Guy and Georgia kicking it away with Guy.
Oh, is it me?
Yeah.
Mine's not that bad. Okay. I'm a pretty open book.
Oh, no.
But as you know, Georgia, earlier on the year, I went on a friend's trip to the Gold Coast.
Yeah?
It was bloody terrific.
Mm.
I thought, you know what? I'm going to bring Georgia back a present.
But you didn't.
Well,
the
I did.
The thought was there, but you didn't.
No, I did bring back a present. I bought you five Kit Kat Chunkies. There were five different flavors. There was like cookies and cream and you know, like caramel and stuff. So I was going to give you five for the week that I come back. You could have one each night.
Yeah.
It was Sunday night before I came back and I was just a bit peckish. So I did bring you back a present, but I did demolish them.
All good. Those times every other year that I bought you presents is fine. Doesn't matter. It's fine.
We agreed at the start of the show
that we were
never going to do presents. And Georgia always buys me a present.
I haven't got you one today.
So my admission is that I have bought you a present. But you didn't receive it.
Oh, mine's a bit mean.
Do we still have the jazz or do I put on something sad?
Put the jazz on. You know those times throughout the last 2 years and you've been like, George, do I smell like BO? Like, I haven't showered in a couple of days. I'm like, no, guy, you smell great. You don't stink. It's fine. You have stunk every single time. I'm sorry. I just had to put it out there. Confessions of Georgia. Woohoo!
I thought that our duo was based on honesty.
See,
I would have loved you to be honest at the time, but I feel like I've just lived a web of lies for the past 2 years. Whose idea was this for this
Yours.
Stupid confessions thing? God damn it.
Amazing. That feels so good to get off my chest, though. Oh,
if those are our worst confessions, we've had a pretty good run for 2 years.
Night Show. Guy and Georgia. ZM's Night Show.
And that, I believe, is it. George. Tears are already rolling with George.
It's because you gave me a hug, like a massive hug. Before
we never hug.
Yeah, and we never hug. And yeah. It was just,
Well, yeah. Georgia and I, this is our very last show, not just for 2016, but for forever. The ZM Night Show that we've been doing has been awesome. We've just been this tiny little team. Producer AJ, you absolute legend, wherever you are listening.
Yeah,
he has
AJ,
been super
thank
helpful.
Thank you so much.
The ZM team, Miles, who helps out with Jason PJ, has been an absolute rock. We're just this tiny little duo that we've just been chipping away at it our terrible yarns. And it's just amazing that something so stupid that happens in our lives, we come into the studio, we're like, let's talk about that. And you guys respond. The one thing that's made the night show what it is the people that listen. That's you guys, whether you're on a tractor right now or you're on your way to town. You've been absolutely bloody amazing. But the one thing I'm going to miss the absolute most is just hanging out with Georgia every day. It's honestly been such a blast because, like, we were thrown together. We didn't really know each other when we first started, and we've got to know each other so well over the past 2 years. And you know, it's right at the very beginning of your radio career. Same with me. And you're gonna absolutely smash it, George, because you've got this infectious sort of stupidness.
Stop it.
This giggle. Some people hate your laugh. Some people love it.
I'm not going to lie. This laugh is a horrendous one, but I guess it's a little bit infectious. So, no, but the thing is that this has been so fun, and we've gone and done some incredible things. Like Mardi Gras, we've hosted that for the last 2 years, and it's been the best thing ever. Met some incredible people. Had some crazy loose times. Been to Hamilton, been to Christchurch, been to Dunedin. Like,
we've not been international.
We haven't.
We went to Sydney once, but ZM didn't pay for it, so that counts.
And we've just done some really cool things, and to be fair, it has been so cool working with you, and I knew from the other day that I was going to cry, so you're lucky you got tears out of me, but thank you so much, Guy, and you're going to be amazing next year, whatever you do. So
yeah, I'll be around. I'm doing my YouTube stuff with my beautiful girlfriend Meg, at Megan On Air is our YouTube channel if you want to follow
us. Of course, I told you not to. You bloody plugged it.
I've got to get a plug in there somehow. Okay, I need to get them subscribers up. But no, it has been a massive 2016. Georgia, you've been an absolute... I don't even know how to wrap this up.
I'm just surprised that you didn't tell everyone that I farted in the studio 24/7. So I'm just stoked that I had to say that myself.
Please, that's not how we're wrapping up the show.
Your farts.
It is.
There we go.
Thank you so much to everyone that's been listening. And you know what, Guy? We have to end on a good song. We have to end on a banger because, you know what, Wiz Khalifa, Charlie Puth.
We're not even going to play the whole song, and this
is
just depressing.
We're going to play some of it. This is See You Again. And you know what? We will see you again. It's been real cheesy. Haha, see what I did there? Okay, bye.
Worst way to end. See you later. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Night Show. ZM's Night Show with Guy and Georgia.